Good morning.
Blog this is Talk Renee. Radio.
The song I'm going to play a little bit and then we're going to come on in.
Okay. Forever, come on.
Forever.
And ever.
And ever.
And ever.
And ever.
For all.
For all.
You've done.
Done.
For me. Blessings and.
Blessings and glory.
And honor.
And honor.
Belong.
are. Hallelujah. Good morning, everybody. We are on the show They Overcame. I am filling in for Minister Billy Burns. I am Renita Pinkney Smith, and I'm with Adrian Bernard, founder of the show. Pastor Bernard?
Yes, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. I tell you, this is another day's journey, and I'm glad about it. I am so excited to be on They Overcame with our co-host, our host for today, none other than Sister Renita Pinkney. And I tell you, excuse me, if God has done anything great in your life, this is the hour that we have set aside for you to call in and share our testimony. The scriptures say we overcame death. We overcame them. What are you talking about, Sister Bernard? It says, and they overcame him. Revelations 12 and 11 say, and they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb. Overcame who? Who is that him? Overcame the evil one, overcame Satan, overcame the devil, Lucifer, whatever you want to name him. We overcame
Hallelujah.
That evil one by the blood of the Lamb and by
Hallelujah.
What? The word of our testimony. See, people of God, if we never testify of God's goodness, if we never tell anybody about God's miracles, if we never share that God has done some great and miraculous things in our life, then nobody will know. Nobody will know. So we have to share our testimony. And this is why God has graced the host of this segment, Minister Billy Burns, I don't even have the words to describe, but God has graced her and put this in her spirit to make a sacrifice every Saturday morning at the 8 o'clock hour if you're on the Eastern time zone, and if you're in the Central time zone, that is 7 a.m., and if you're on the West Coast where I lived almost 30 years, that is 5 a.m. And I know that's a sacrifice, but anytime you are expecting and looking for something from God, it is going to require sacrifice. Amen. You don't receive a miracle. You can't share a miraculous testimony without there have been some sacrifices.
Amen.
So when you sacrifice your time and come on this Saturday segment and share with our listening audience what God has done in your life, what he's done in your family life, what he's done in the people that you're associated with, their lives, you are strengthening the body. And that's what we should do. We should encourage one another. We should support one another. We should strengthen one another. It's not about your foreign no more. God has the whole world in his hands. We sung that song when I was a little girl. He's got the whole world in his hands. So all of us are in the hands of a magnificent and a great and amazing God. So come on and share your testimonies. Invite others to come on and share their testimonies. God is pleased because we're giving him glory. Because we're saying,
praise
God, we know it wasn't us, Sister Renita, that brought us out. Oh, glory to God. Let me just open up with a brief testimony as next month approached. As next month approached, I began to think about last year, this time. No, it was not. Last year, this time, hallelujah. And let me be exact. You know, I'm getting up in age now. I got to go back into my memory bank and try to recall. No, it was not last year because my brother didn't come up last year. It was November 2012. And I'll never forget, I was driving from Sacramento to Stockton, which is only about a 25-minute drive because I was on the outskirts. I was closer in coming towards the south of Stockton from where I was. And it was about, it had to be about 5-something in the morning. And I just had my music on, and Billy have heard this testimony before, but I'm sharing it with some of you all that may be listening live on the internet, and even some that go back. Our biggest audience come from the archives. That means people go back into the archives, and they listen to these testimonies. And so I was driving, and I wasn't conscious of the rain. You know how you just drive, and you done already woke up out your sleep, and I was on my way to get my brother Andrew to bring to drive him to the airport back in Sacramento. Amen. He had an early morning flight. And so in the midst of that, I'm just jamming, and you know I have my gospel CD on, and I'm just thinking on the goodness of the Lord, and I'm praying, and I'm just having a little talk with Jesus. And I was not conscious of how fast I really was going. But how many know I was doing about 78 or 80 miles in the rain, and my tires wasn't the best, so hey, that should have told me I shouldn't have been doing that. But anyway, I was focused on what I was doing and how I was praising God, and I began to drive into Lodi, and the car went into a spin, a hydroplane. Amen. And that car spun around about 4 or 5 times. Amen. And I was headed south on Interstate 5, and I'll never forget it. Lord have mercy. And as I began to just hold on to that steering wheel, I just began to cry out, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. It looked like my whole life flashed in front of me because I just knew I was out of there. I just knew that was it for me. And as I held on to that wheel, hallelujah, that car stopped spinning. Hallelujah. The car stopped spinning. And as it stopped spinning, I didn't have no control. I was just holding on to the wheel, crying out to Jesus, 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 Jesus. Now, remember, I was already praising him. That's why they say in the midst of praises, God, you don't know what God may do. And when the car stopped, Sister Renita, the car had its own mind. I was no longer in control. All glory to God, but I knew somebody was in that car with me. When that car stopped spinning, it glided over the embankment. And mind you, I didn't have no clue of how deep, how far down that embankment was. But the embankment wasn't far. And it just rolled on down. And after it rolled down, then it leveled out. And it was on flat ground. God, and I just began to thank the Lord. I began to thank him. Now, let me tell you, right before that embankment, there was another intersection going the opposite way, east and west, and I was driving south. There was another intersection right there, the bridge, and when I looked, I had to show my grandchildren because they were like, Granny, what? And I say, yes, when I went back maybe about 2 days later, and every time I passed that spot, I give God some glory. I give him some praise. And my grandchildren was able to see the time marks coming down that embankment. That was my call. And I tell you, after I gathered my composure, it wasn't over. I began to get back into that intersection on that east and west. Hallelujah. If that car, it wasn't no more than about 50 feet, I believe. It may have not even been quite 50 feet from where that embankment, where that car glided down the embankment and where that intersection was. Had it not happened like that, then I would have, the car would have dropped down into that busy intersection. So when I gathered myself,
God.
I thought I had gathered myself. I was going, I was heading in the east direction on the west side of the highway. And as I began to do that, a truck began to blow, and he began to flash his lights to let me know I was going the wrong way. Lord have mercy, I could have been taken out again. Hallelujah. So I got back on, and then I went on, and I got back on that entrance to head back, head to Stockton. And I tell you, fear had gripped me, because, you know, when you're experiencing something like that, woo, you know you're on your way out of here. Hallelujah. So my brother, I began to share with my brother. And then, you know, he's fearful anyway. So he was saying, now you just had that and you still driving crazy. Well, I wasn't driving crazy then. But he's not used to being in vehicles and traveling like that. I'm used to being on the road. Girl, but I tell you, that was the most frightening thing I had ever experienced in my life. The most frightening thing. But even in your worst nightmare, even in your worst frightening experience, you have to remember that God is still there. And I tell you, I share that everywhere I go, because I knew it was nothing but God. They didn't have no cause behind me, no cause in front of me. While the Lord allowed that car to spin, nobody was nowhere in hindsight. Hallelujah. So I give him praise. And that's one of my testimonies. But I have many, 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 many testimonies on how God has stepped in, how he stepped in the fire with me. He stepped in some situations that I know without a shadow of a doubt, if God didn't do it, it couldn't have been done. Amen. So that's my testimony for this morning.
Back in 2009, same thing. I was on my way to work and I was listening to my gospel music. I was running a little late, so I was speeding a little bit. And I live in the south now, so there was a big giant hog about 1,000 pounds coming into the road. So I swerved and I was driving in curves, not to hit it. Well, when I swerved and tried to come back to the my side of the road, my car started slipping. I had a Hyundai Sonata. My car slipped over about 10 times and slid on the hood about 150 miles. It came to a stop. When it came to a stop, the Hezekiah Walk Grateful came on, and my car flipped back over on the wheel. You know, it took me a few minutes to gather it together then. But when I did, and it was raining, it was muddy, I had on brand-new white shoes. And when I got out, I didn't have no scar. I broke one nail. And I just, before I called ambulance, police, anybody, I just got out and started praising the Lord. My car is total. My car was total.
Jeez.
And the side of the driver where I was, all the glass went out. There's no glass in the car.
My.
The seat was crushed. That whole side of the car was crushed. And the passenger side was fine. All the windows on the driver's side was cracked. And the car was total. And I walked away with one broken nail. If you don't think God is on the ground and give God the praise and the glory, and then grateful came on every time I hear that song, Lord have mercy, what it does to me. But it just looks
Lord Jesus.
Great.
Ah, you're the Messiah. Thank you, Lord.
Somebody had called my mom, and my mother, when they saw my car, my mother thought I was dead. My sister and brothers came flying down, and they went past me. They were driving so fast trying to get to me. And you know, I broke one nail. And you're right, in the midst of your praise, because I was singing and praising the Lord, on my way to work, hallelujah, thank you, God, and in the midst of your praise, God saved my life, because it could have been the other way.
God is a great God. He's greatly to be praised.
We serve a good God.
And that's one of my testimonies, because I got a whole bunch more under my belt. I went through a lot as a woman coming up in this world. But through it all, as I look back over my life, as I take a glance over my shoulder, I know who brought me through.
All right.
There ain't no ifs, ands, or buts about it. I know it wasn't nothing but the goodness of the Lord. God, praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. We bless you today, God.
Well, we have another caller on,
Sister
Anita, and as you were saying that about your the damage to your vehicle in the midst of my car hydroplaning, guess what? I didn't have a scratch on the car. Nothing was wrong with the car at all. Praise the Lord. Amen. Nothing at all. So we bless the Lord. We see another caller on the line calling from the New Orleans area code. Amen. And the last four of your number is 0952. It's such a blessing to have you on the line with us today. And we certainly want to hear if you have, I know God has done something for you. The very fact that you've dialed in to this segment, They Overcame, I'm sure God has done something great and miraculous in your life. So can you greet us? God bless you.
Good morning.
Good morning. Who are we speaking with?
Well, praise the Lord.
Amen. Caller, area code 504-0952. This is, you're listening to They Overcame. This is our Saturday segment with Minister Billy Burns and co-host Sister Renita Pinkney. Amen. And if you'd like to share your testimony, we have your lines open. You're on live, and you can do so. If not, we're going to go back to our co-host. Amen, amen. We see Minister Billy Burns on the host of this segment. I know she's traveling and taking care of some business. I don't know if she had any availability. I had to mute our line because of some noise in the background. So, Minister Billy Burns, God bless you.
God bless you. God bless you.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you? I am on the road, and my husband is ordering me something to eat now. But thank you, ladies, for hosting for me today. We're on our way to training. We've gotten into a business, and we're training now, and we're just thanking God. And, yes, I remember you were the first, Simone. You were the first guest on They Overcame when we started in 2012.
What? I didn't know I was the first one.
you are our first testimony, and we, you know, we just thanking God.
That was November. Yes, it was.
That's when we're coming up on our second year, and I'm just praising God. Wonderful testimonies that we've heard, and all of the, you know, just glorifying God. And many of you are friends with me on Facebook. You saw my son's car last week where he walked away, hallelujah, from an accident that it was nothing but God that he was able to walk away from that accident. And I'm giving God all the praise, honor, and glory. I also want to say that I put on Facebook that I had a testimony. My husband and I do a ministry Sunday morning Sunday afternoon at a assisted living facility, and we are just enjoying letting God use us, and just the residents are just so grateful and, you know, just so happy that we're there. But we had a testimony, and I thought that I taped it. I was planning on playing it today, but I didn't, so I'm going to play it next week. Brother Willard, one of the residents who was blind from 2004, and how God is giving him his sight back.
Praise God.
Yes. So I didn't complete the the recording, so I will be playing that on next weekend. Again, thank you, thank you, thank you, ladies, for helping us out this morning and being handmaidens for the Lord. Both of you are anyway, but thank you for standing in our stead morning.
Amen, amen. And you certainly have to.
This is what we
you
do.
You certainly have to do. Go ahead, Renita.
I'm sorry. This is what we do for building the kingdom of God. We all have to work together and help one another. What is your segment about on your broadcast radio, Pastor Bernard?
What is it?
The faithful, the servant's heart, a servant's heart?
Yes, the heart of a servant.
And well, that's what we're displaying today.
Amen, amen. And we just want to encourage Minister Billy Burns, because as she commemorates her second year next month on Blog Talk, and I want you to start getting some things together now, Billy, to start commemorating that great month of November when the Lord allowed this vision to be manifested in your spirit. So as she commemorates her second year in December, we will be commemorating our third year on Blog Talk. And Billy is on once a week. Minister Burns is on once a week, but we're on 5 days a week, Monday through Friday. And sometimes I have to shake myself and say, you mean to tell me you have been doing this for 3 years, Monday through Friday? Even Elder Burns, though, he's come on sometimes on the holiday. You know, I don't take a whole lot of time on the holidays, but every day is a holiday. Every day God will allow you to have breath in your body and mind to still continue on. That's a holiday for me, so I don't take no time off. So we want to really do something spectacular in commemorating what God has done, not what we have done, because we couldn't do it if it was not for the grace of God being on our lives to strengthen us to do this. Many times people don't realize that the sacrifices that are made for ministry, and as we were expounding on the topic for 2 weeks, the hearts of a servant, that's what we are. We're servants. And you can't serve God and not serve his people. That's what serving God is about, being loving and kind to God's people. Amen. So we are servants of the Most High God, and it gives us great pleasure to be able to work in ministry and see the manifestation of what God is doing in our lives. Amen. So the month of December, we're going to dedicate that whole month, and we're going to be celebrating what God has done. And as I begin to just look through the my log sheet, Minister Billy, and I'm going to have to mute your line because of the noises. I begin to think yesterday marked my 6 month here in New Orleans. And I had been sharing with people, I've been here a couple of months, 3 or 4 months. And when I looked at that thing, I said, I've been here 6 months. Lord have mercy. I had to shake myself. 6 months. And so as I begin to look at the log and begin to look at the number of shows that we have done over, right now we're in about our 900 and some odd episodes, over 74,000 listeners. So, you know, when I see those stats, I'm encouraged, because I know something, that if you're not live on this line, then at some point you have visited this broadcast through the archives, through the chat room, and through the live call-in. So we are encouraged that we are able to share what God is doing in our lives, to share the word of God with each and every one of you. And it is a pleasure. It is not grievous. It wasn't grievous for me to wake up at 7 to 5. I woke up with thinking about miracles this morning. Miracles, miracles, miracles. And what God spoke in my spirit about miracles is, miracles only happen if you first implement the first ingredient that requires a miracle, and that is belief. That is belief. You have to believe that a miracle can happen for you. Miracles don't happen for people that don't believe. Amen. So I'm encouraged this morning, and I'm going to turn it back into the hands of Sister Renita, and we're going to continue on. Again, I'm getting ready for a miracle service, so we're not going to hold you all long this morning at all. We didn't have any special guests that I know of, and I don't see anybody but the area code 504. And whoever it is, that's my homegirl or my homeboy, so I salute
Praise
you all on today. Amen. Sister Renita, back into your hands.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Well, we are sharing our testimonies this morning. God has been good to us, and I know if you opened your eyes today, God has been good to you, because just to open your eyes and to see another day is a miracle in itself. Because some people can't open their eyes today and see. Some people can't get out of bed. Some people don't even know where they are. So for you to be in your right mind, hallelujah, for you to be able to see, for you to get dressed, for you to have function of every limb of your body is a testimony and a miracle in itself. And today I give God all the honor and the glory and the hallelujah. Well, Pastor Bernard, today I have to speak in my church today. We're doing our Can You Help a Sister Out? Our women's conference this weekend. And it started on last night. And today we're having the women's conference is today. We're having Zumba and a wellness clinic where we're going to check for high blood pressure and diabetes. We're feeding today. We're having guest speakers come in and talk. We're having a men's panel where the women can come in and just ask the men, and these are men of God, questions about things they may be going through in their relationship that they don't understand. Still, we're giving away the Diamond Awards to three women who have came up in the Lord in the year. So God is good, and it's in Warsaw, Pillar Fire, with my apostle, Dr. Jackie London. God is good. God is good. So when I finish this today, I have to hurry up and mosey on down there and get ready to speak on the subject of diabetes, which that's a testimony. Last year in September, I was diagnosed with diabetes. I was taking my husband to work, and I just was extra thirsty and just using the bathroom all night. And I'm like, something is wrong. My skin had took a shade of darkness to it. And so I was on my way from bringing my husband for work, and the Holy Spirit said, you got diabetes, go get your sugar check. So I went to the pharmacy, and it was 483. What? So I made an appointment, went to see my doctor. My AIC was 10.3, very high. She immediately put me on 2,000 milligrams of metformin, 50 milligrams of Januvia, and I was taking 16 units of insulin every single day. Well, I said, you know, Lord, I don't remember to get up and take medicine every day because I don't take medicine. So a lot of days I will forget and I will be very sick behind it. So I got up and I began to walk every day. And I began to walk 2 and 3 miles a day. And I began to change my eating habits.
Let me tell
you how good God is. July, I ain't been on no more medication. Went from a 2X to 2022, I'm down to a 16.
Look at God.
Yes.
Jesus.
And I haven't been on no medication since July. I do watch my eating habits. I do watch my eating habits, and it's now controlled with diet. But I don't even claim diabetes because I still eat what I want. I just eat it in moderation.
Come on now. Lord
God
have
is
mercy.
Good. God is good. God is good. And I thank him.
Lord,
so the day
Jesus.
The pastor asked me, that since I got experience and I know what it is to have diabetes, will I give a presentation in the wellness clinic today for two people who may have, for information
alone to know about the dangers of being a diabetic. And God
Lord
is good.
Lord have mercy.
God is good.
Jesus.
He used
Hallelujah.
That when I was with you.
Glory to God.
Yes. To enlighten and encourage someone today about the dangers of diabetes. God is good. God is good. And I thank him for my healing. I thank him for my healing. I thank him for my healing.
Thank you, Jesus.
I thank him for my healing.
Hallelujah.
God is good. God is good. Yes.
Well, we bless the Lord. Amen.
Yes.
Amen. God is a miracle worker. And if you believe in miracles, one is here for you today. Amen. I tell you, when you come on this line and share your testimony, know that God is strengthening somebody. Know that somebody out there needs to overcome by the word of your testimony. Amen. And that is how we overcome, people of God. So we're looking for God to do some great and mighty things. As we begin to just look at our sister Renita, this month, this is the 10th month. Amen. You know, this is when the birthing process is complete. This year
Amen.
Is almost out of here. We're in the month of October. We're fastly approaching. We already gone on into the holiday season, if you want to know the truth about
Praise
it.
Lord.
But it's not about the holiday season. It's about what have you done? What have you done this year to put a smile on God's face? What have you done today, this year, to put a smile on your brothers and your sisters' faces? Go back and do a self-examination and ask the Lord. Say, Lord, I did not accomplish. Tell the Lord first, I did not accomplish all of my objectives. I did not accomplish some of the things that I had purposed in my heart to do this year. Amen. I did not go and visit the sick and the shut in. I did not go and visit the prison. I did not commit to going out with the witnessing team. I did not feed the hungry and share a kind word with the homeless this year. But Lord, if you allow me to cross over, just give me another opportunity, Lord, and I will do better. I will do better. And put that in your heart today and repent for all those things that you did not do that was not pleasing to the Lord. God will give you another opportunity. He'll give you another chance. But let's get it right. Let's start with us today. And I believe, as I said this morning, God woke me up talking about miracles. And I'm saying that because I need a special miracle by Monday. And I'm believing, God, that it's already done. I'm going to act on it like it is already done. No, I don't see the manifestation in this hour. Amen. We're looking at about 20 minutes to 8 here. Amen. And I tell you, it has not been manifested in this hour, but I guarantee you by 9:30 Monday morning, God is going to make it happen. Why? Because
Praise
I believe. God. Why? Because I'm going to exercise my faith. Why? Because I'll be back on They Overcame to give my testimony.
Praise
God. I know what
Hallelujah.
God can do. I don't know about you. But Sister Renita has shared what God has done. Minister Billy Burns has shared how her son walked away from a car accident that he should. I have family and friends that the jaws of life had pulled them out of vehicles, and they are living, hey, to tell about it. Amen. And they're not even in a church. They haven't even made a commitment to the Lord. But what makes me know that God is a promise keeper, because he said, I rain on the just as well as the unjust. The only difference that separates the just from the unjust is the grace that God applies to the just. See, God applies grace to the just. The unjust don't have the same grace and mercy that we have. But because God is a gracious God, because he's loving and because he's kind, that's why he say, I reign on the just as well as the unjust. Who are we to counsel with God? Who are we to tell God who to bless and who not to bless? Amen. So we just thank God for what he's doing. Amen. We're going to continue believing God. I believe in miracles. I don't know about you all, but I believe in miracles because guess what? I am a miracle. Amen.
Praise
so we
Lord.
Bless the Lord for you, each of you. Amen. We thank God for the call out of New Orleans. Amen. I'm going to open their lines again. Amen. And if they don't want to say anything, I respect that. But we just thank God for them tuning in today. And Sister Renita have to go to her event at her church this morning. We're not going to hold her. Amen. We just want you to know that we're thankful for you tuning in. And every Saturday morning, Minister Billy Burns and Sister Renita Pinkney are on this line, and it's open for you to share your testimony. By way of announcements, we just want to invite you tomorrow morning. We have early Sunday morning prayer. We had taken about a 30-day break from it, but it's needful. So we come on this same line. The call-in number is area code 858. 683-1334 for early Sunday morning prayer at 7 a.m. West Coast. That's in California. Amen. And it is 9 a.m. on the Central Standard Time Zone, and it's 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. I know many of you all are already in your houses of worship, but if you can make a sacrifice and call in for 30 minutes of corporate prayer, I tell you, you will be blessed. Amen. And don't forget to tune in to our regular weekly services on Monday through Friday. Amen. We're on Monday through Friday, and somebody is sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ. And we air at 1 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 3 p.m. Central Time, and 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So we're extending an invitation to you to come on the line. And if you're not able to come on, remember to always access our archives, and you can go back and listen to these messages in their entirety at your convenience, in the convenience of your home, in your car, or wherever you are. If you have these iPads and these iPhones, you can sign on to Blog Talk Radio. Also, we invite you to visit our website at www.newdestinyministries.com, and you can also listen to the live broadcast on our website. Amen. So with no further ado, we're going to get it back into the hands of Sister Renita, and we're going to let her have the final remarks, who is the co-host of this Saturday segment, They Overcame. Amen. And she'll dismiss us with a word of prayer. God bless you, Sister Renita.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. Well, I enjoyed everybody who tuned in. Today is a good day. God is good every day. We're going to close out now. I pray that something you heard today touches your heart. I pray something you heard today ministers to your soul. Pray that something you heard today just gives you some strength and courage to overcome whatever obstacle you may be enduring in your life. And we're going to close out in prayer. Heavenly Father, as I come before you with a repentant heart, God, give me a name of honor and glory and praise, God, giving you thanks, giving you glory for the things that you're doing in our lives, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. God, we come before you as humbly as we know how. I want to thank the owner of the show, Adrian Bernard, Father, touch her in a special way, Father. In the mighty name of Jesus, let her light shine brighter than it's ever shined before. Father, as she go out and minister
as she go out and preaches, as she just goes out and about and do the things that you have her do, Lord. Let her light shine brighter, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. I want to also pray for my pastor, Jackie London, and for my prayer, Pastor Michael Burleson, Lord, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, so that we may do mighty things in the kingdom, Father. I thank you, God, for these women in my life. I thank you, Lord. I thank you, God. I want to pray for the people who are sick and shut in, Lord, Father. Send your anointing angels over to them, Father, and just give them a word of encouragement, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Just put your arms around them, Father, and let them know it's going to be okay. Mm. It's going to be okay for those of us that are not in our right mind, Lord, Father. Send someone out to plant some seeds of righteousness in their mind, Lord, Father. Send someone out to plant some seeds, Lord, Father, to let them know that they can come into the kingdom, Father, that you will accept them full fold, Father, and change their life and it'll be better for them, Father. In the mighty name of Jesus, this is my prayer this morning. God bless you, everybody. God bless you, Pastor Bernard.
God bless you, Sister Renita. You all have a blessed weekend, and we love you with the love of God. God bless.
I love you, too.
Would you, is it a song you'd like to play, Sister Renita?
Whatever song you have, it'd be great.
All right. We're going to close out with Because of Who You Are. Let your song minister to your heart by Vicki Yoway. Amen. Have a beautiful day.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. I love you, Lord. Because of who you are, I give you glory. Because of who you are, you.
God bless you all. Love you. Have a beautiful day.
You too.